I've seen this, it is in the library.
Yes.
Just the library edition.
About 500 libraries in India have ordered these books in the last 4 months.
Must have. Super, very good quality book. Very good quality.
Need to
find
this, I brought it back. Gives
out. India's culture and knowledge richer than any other country. And that is being accepted. Yes. Real knowledge, real culture is in India. Unfortunately, we did not try that way. We simply went to the foreign countries to beg. Give us wheat, give us this, give us this, give us that. But if we give our culture, they will accept that India is still richer than any other country. You can bring some of the praise items. Professor, learned scholars, opinion.
Yes.
You have paper? No. I am. Where is Jayatan Guru?
He's out.
Opinions of the big scholars.
I would request you to wait for 5 minutes because some other journalists are coming. They are on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. The electricity is off at the moment, so we don't need to have it. Okay. Mm.
So, this Krishna consciousness movement is purely a spiritual movement. Therefore, sometimes it is little difficult to understand the activities of this movement. There are two things, material and spiritual. That is the beginning of instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna begins with this statement that this body is not the person, the soul is the person. Asmin dehe, within this body, there is the soul. And he has explained in different ways that this body is antabhattimi deha. This body is perishable, but the soul is not perishable. Na hannate hannamane sarire. That even after the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Na jayate na mriyate ma kadachi. The soul never takes birth, never dies. Nitta sasatayam na hannate hannamane. There are so many things explained what is the soul. So without this soul, this body is useless, that everyone can understand. Therefore, the importance should be given to the soul, not to the body. Krishna says that anyone who is pandit in knowledge, he does not give any importance to the body, either living or dead. So the India's particular culture is how to elevate the soul to the highest platform of perfection. That is India's culture. The whole Vedic literature is meant for that. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. And the purpose is the soul is now entrapped within this material world, and the human life is the opportunity for getting oneself out of this entrapment of material existence. So if we do not take care of this important business of human life, as it is explained in the Vedanta Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa, this life is meant for understanding about the Brahma or this spirit, soul. And there are two kinds of spirit soul. One is called the super soul and the other is called the individual soul. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetra, khetragya. This chapter, khetra means this body, and khetragya means one who knows about the body. You know about your body, not fully, but at least partially. Every one of us will know, this is my body. I bought this body from such father and mother. This body belongs to such and such country, and so on. This is one knowledge. So another soul is there. That is the Supreme Lord, Krishna. He says that khetrangam chapi manavidhi sarva khetre suha. That is super soul. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. He is everywhere within this universe, even within the atom. That is super soul. That super soul is the distinction between soul and the super soul is this, that we are individual soul. I know about the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But I do not know the pains and pleasure of your body. You do not know the pains and pleasure of my body. The super soul, he knows the pains and pleasure of all body. That is the distinction. Atma, Paramatma. So, these things can be understood in the human form of life. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. If we want to educate the cats and dogs, that, my dear dog, you are not this body, you are different from this body, you are spirit soul, Brahma, he has no capacity to understand. And a human being, however fallen he may be, if he is educated, he can understand about the position of spirit soul and how to become free from this material bondage. So in India, we have got immense Vedic literature for understanding this business of the soul. as in human form of body, if we do not take care of the spiritual portion of our life, then we are making suicide. That is the proposal of all great personalities. Is born in India, acharyas, like recent, formerly there were big acharyas like Vyasadeva and others, Devala, many acharyas, and the recent within say 1500 years there are many acharyas like Ramanujan, Samudra Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and within 500 years Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have also given us many literatures about this spiritual knowledge. But at the present moment, this spiritual knowledge is neglected. So, it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to the whole world that every one of you become guru, spiritual master. So, how everyone can become a spiritual master? To become a spiritual master is not easy job. One must be very learned, a scholar, and must have full realization of the self and everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a little formula that if you strictly follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and if you preach the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, then you become guru. The exact words used in Bengali, it is said, Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. To become guru is very difficult job, but if you simply carry the message of Bhagavad Gita and try to convince anyone you meet, then you become a guru. Our this Krishna consciousness movement is and for this purpose we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. If we interpret Bhagavad Gita in our own way, that is not very good. If you have got a different opinion, you can preach your philosophy. Everyone is free. But one should not take Bhagavad Gita, and through Bhagavad Gita, one will try to preach his own philosophy. That is very bad. You should not do that. Then the authority of Bhagavad Gita is lost. If everyone can interpret in his own way, then where is the authority of the Bhagavad Gita? Just like in the Vedas, we take Vedas as the authority. But if you interpret in your own way and squeeze out some meaning in your own way, then where is the authority of the Vedas? So our special stress on this point is that don't squeeze out some meaning of Bhagavad Gita for your own convenience. Present Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people will be benefited. And that is being practically seen. We are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our book?
Then can we put questions?
Yes, let me finish. That we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it is being accepted all over the world. People are very much, those who are scholars, they say that even Radha Krishna and Aurobindo, they presented Bhagavad Gita making some compromise with the Western ideas. But here is presentation of Bhagavad Gita in India's original traditional way. So they welcome it. And this is our, object also, that we cannot allow Bhagavad Gita to be understood by anyone's imagination. No. That is not possible. And that is not allowed in the Bhagavad Gita by the author. Krishna says in the fourth chapter that as soon as the parampara system of understanding is lost, then the whole thing is lost. In the fourth chapter it is said, find out, fourth chapter. Why don't you bring another copy?
Here is one.
Fourth chapter, you find. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita knowledge was first of all given to fourth chapter.
X2.
Yeah. Imam vivasati yuvam prattvanaham abhyam vivasyan manovipraha manuvikha kavibravi evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu sakalena yuvanasta parantam. Now this parampara system being lost, I am again reviving the Bhagavad Gita again to you, Arjuna. That means the author says, if one does not understand Bhagavad Gita through the parampara system, then the whole thing is lost. So you cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way. Then the authority and the purport of Bhagavad Gita is lost. So we are trying to revive this parampara system, and fortunately we have sold millions of copies of this edition of Bhagavad Gita. We are printing 500,000, 300,000 like that, and all over the world. There are many Bhagavad Gita. There are about 640 different editions, but still our this Bhagavad Gita as it is being accepted very widely, and therefore we are very much hopeful. And as practical example, you can see so many European, American, they have taken to this Krishna consciousness very seriously. And before this movement, many Samis, yogis and scholars went to the foreign countries, but not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. That's a fact. Not a single person. But now, because Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, so many thousands, they are becoming devotees of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So this movement has practical effect, and both in the scholarly and people in general circle, and as advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India should take this movement very seriously and send many trained teachers so that India's glories will be enhanced. People will take it very seriously.
Ask your question now.
So, who initiated you into this movement?
My Guru Maharaj. You saw my Guru Maharaj's picture here. Here is the picture.
Here, here. Until you right here.
He asked me to do this.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Prabhu. Are you a Sikh here in India?
Yes.
Founder of the Gaudiya Math.
Gaudiya Math.
Yes, he is the founder of Gaudiya. He advised me to take up this movement when I was 25 years old, young man. But at that time, I thought that I am a married man, let me wait. So waiting, when I returned, I was born in 1896, I retired in 1954. That means I retired at the age of 58 years. 58 years. Then I remained as Vanaprastha in Vrindavan. Up to 70th year of my age. Then I thought that Guru Maharaj asked me to do this. At the age of, when I was 25 years old, I could not do it. So, let me try. So, by His grace and Krishna's grace, it became a little successful.
Any other question?
In 1965, I went to New York without any help. But gradually, in 1966, I registered this Krishna Consciousness Movement in New York. Then gradually it spread all America, Europe, Australia, Canada, like that.
What is the reason of the success of our mission in the foreign countries?
What is the reason of your success in foreign countries?
Yes, and that is a very intelligent question. We are after material civilization and they are fed up with material civilization. That is the point. We are now trying to imitate them, a skyscraper building, but they are disgusted with skyscraper. These boys, they are coming from very respectable family, rich family, and especially in America, there is no question of poor man. There is no question of poor man. But still, they do not like the materialistic way of life of their father and grandfathers.
Sir, would that not mean that because they are rich, they can afford religion?
No. That is it. Because you are, we have already explained, you are a spiritual being. You cannot be satisfied with material atmospheres in any stage. That's like a fish is an animal of the water. If you bring the fish from water and keep on the land very comfortably, it cannot be comfortable. It is impossible. Similarly, we are all spiritual beings. Any amount of material comforts will never satisfy us unless we come to the spiritual place. That is the demand. So now they are satisfied their material demands, but the urge is there that I want something more to be had, and that is spiritual.
What is the procedure of the movement? Do you initiate yourself all the disciples or your other disciples also do that.
Initiation or not initiation? First thing is knowledge. In knowledge, initiation is formality. Just like you go to school for knowledge, admission is formality. That is very important, very important. So, our this moment is successful on account of this. Who are inquisitive, advanced. That is why.
Rolling success abroad.
Who has rolling success? Name? This is material. If you perform this meditation, transcendental meditation, you will be materially benefited. That is not spiritual.
That's towards the end you have said. Towards the end you have said that India should take this movement seriously.
Yeah.
How do you want India to take this movement?
Seriously means that a spiritual movement is India's spiritual movement. So if some of our leading men take seriously, then whatever I am doing single-handed, I don't get any support either from the Indian public or from the government. But if they take it seriously, then we can present more organized way and it will be more successful. So far, it is done single-handed.
You think there is a necessity to open a ministry of religion?
I think so, because there is a cultural department in the central government, but they do not know what is culture. That's it.
What is the difference between God consciousness and Krishna consciousness?
There is no difference. The same thing. Krishna is God.
What is, sir, the number of your disciples now in the world?
Dedicated life, not less than 10,000. And admirers, there are many millions. Recently, one American politician has remarked in Houston that this Krishna consciousness and Hare Krishna movement is spreading like epidemic. So, unless we take some steps, it may take our government.
Who was the man who said it? Who said this?
The
government official.
No, what is his name?
His name was not given. His name was not given.
No, simply to say the government comes.
Yeah.
He said on the floor of the house or outside?
Houston, Texas.
Someone said, question follows this. Are you making any opposition from the church?
No. That is very favorable.
No opposition
to the church? No. Otherwise, it was impossible.
That's it.
At least in America, they have never prevented me. But in Europe, especially in England and Germany, the Christian group, they are little angry with me. So far America, they are very liberal. They never put any impediments in my movement. Rather, government appreciates. They appreciate in one point that the American younger generation, they have become addicted to this LSD intoxication. And they have spent millions of dollars to stop this, but they could not. But they are surprised that as soon as this LSD man becomes my disciple, he gives happiness.
Sir, apart from Catholicity of the American church, what can be the other reasons of their indifference towards your proselytizing?
Not indifference. They are, you say, the remark of a politician, there is no indifference. They are appreciating that it is spreading like epidemic. There is no question of indifference. But the leaders, they appreciate. Some of the fathers of my disciples, they come to offer their thanks. Swamiji, it is a great fortune for us that you have come to our country. They say like that. They appreciate that their sons were going to be hippies. Now they are devotees, God conscious. So any sane man will never object to this. The priest also, they say that these boys are our boys in Boston, one priest said. And they never cared to come to the church or inquire about God. And now these boys are mad after God. Not only that, practically, in many places we have purchased churches and converted into temples. So we see these churches were sold because nobody was coming. But since this movement is there, the same church is there and the same persons are there, you will find all as it is crowded. This is practice. I am not imported men from India to fill up the temples. They are men and they are church. But the philosophy is different. It is different.
Could you give us the number, how many temples are there in foreign countries?
I have established 102 temples, small and big. Out of them, very big temples are in Los Angeles, in London, in Hawaii, Honolulu, in Detroit, and
New York, Chicago,
Toronto,
Paris,
Montreal, Paris,
so
very, very big temple. The cost is sometimes 50 lakhs, 55 lakhs each temple.
New York is more than $1 million.
Do you have any proposal to spread this movement in communist countries?
Yes, we have already gone. I had been in Moscow. This, my secretary, he has brought some order from them. They are also appreciating.
Now, two priests of your temple in America have been arrested on certain charges we read from the newspaper.
Well, the charges will be there. Gandhi was also charged and was arrested. And that you cannot stop. That will go on in any moment. That is not any fault. Because the counter charges are already there, everywhere. What is the American charges? I do not know. What is that?
Extortion of money from... Extortion of money from the devotees or asking their parents to pay, some such thing.
And parents to pay.
Oh, yes.
This is a fault.
As a donation or contribution.
So we can ask donation from anyone. That is a fault there. Is that extortion?
Asking an extortion.
What is an extortion? Suppose if I ask a donation as...
No, they equate that this donation is extortion.
No. Extortion, what do you mean by extortion? If I ask you donation and if you pay, does it mean it is extortion?
They say those two people were kept in custody before...
That is false. There is no such thing. And besides that, we do not have many contribution. We have got contribution, big lump sum money. One of my disciples is the great-grandson of Mr. Henry Ford. So he has given a big contribution. And he is always prepared to spend for me. He has got enough money. Another boy, George Harrison.
Beatle.
Yeah? Beatle. He has given us the London temple. It is worth about 55, 60 lakhs worth. So we don't get any money, but they have given us many buildings, and our main source of income is the selling of these books. We are selling books daily all over the world, 5 to 6 lakhs rupees.
5 to 6 lakhs rupees
per day. And by this collection, from this collection, we are bringing money in India. We are bringing money in India, not less than 10 lakhs of rupees per month. Our buildings and temples are going on in Bombay, in Vrindavan, in Navadvip. So we have got at least 10 lakhs of rupees expenditure for this temple, and that I am bringing from foreign countries. So if by laboring hard at night in this dictaphone, I write books and I sell them in the foreign countries and I bring the money here for spending in India, do you think it is faulty?
One American professor, who is a teacher of Hinduism there, in some of the universities he mentioned, she said, I asked him a question about ISKCON, and she said, well, this thing is creating a little bad impression in the sense that people are accosted everywhere, in the streets, on the airport, at the bus stands. They accost you and force you to buy their literature, to buy their books, and this is creating a revulsion.
So why you are forced? Suppose that preaching was that in our childhood we saw the Christian preachers were also standing on the road. So if we stand on the road and preach and sell our books, what is the fault?
He said, you are doing what these false and the Christian.
The government allowed them, the Christian people. The government is allowing us also. Then where is the fault?
It's not a legal fault.
We are preachers, we must preach in every way. We shall go, everyone, they hear it. Krishna consciousness literature, kindly take it. That is our business. The government does not object to this. There are many cases in the court, and the court allowed, yes, they should sell. You have got some.
Standard
Literature? Yeah. Here there is one English company, Standard Literature Company. They are proposing that we shall purchase every quarterly 200 sets of treatment examples. Let us settle down. Do you mean to say it is exhaustion? And the professors have given their opinion by exhaustion? It is appreciation. Unfortunately, you don't appreciate.
Why? But why? What is the reason in your? What is your?
Because there is substance, there is spiritual substance that appreciates it.
So, what is your analysis for why it is not making?
Those whose attention is drawn to the material comfort, they cannot take any interest in spiritual life. Attention is diverted how to improve material. Therefore, we are disinterested. But they have seen much about material advancement, they are not happy. Material advancement means generally, as we understand from the literature, viṣayinām sandarsanam atha-jūṣitāṁśa. Material comfort means woman and money. So they have tested all this woman and money around. Woman, money are available very easily, but they are not interested.
Sir, do you think it is necessary for India to eschew religion to be?
It is not religion. I have already explained. Did you not mind? This is spiritual knowledge. You are combination of spirit and matter. The spirit I have already explained. And if you don't take care of the spirit portion, then you are making suicide. You are losing the opportunity of a human life. It is essential. One should be cognizant of the spiritual necessity of life. Otherwise, you are losing the opportunity of this human form of life, atharva brahma jigyasa. Then you remain as cats and dogs, and there is risk. Very risky life, tatha dehantara prapti. You do not know what kind of body you are going to get next life. It is essential, you must be prepared for it, but you do not know what kind of body you are going to accept. That knowledge is lacking.
Sir, one question. You have priced these books very high, comparatively for the poorer countries. Do you have any plans to reduce
You have priced these books very high for poor countries.
Yeah. We're printing locally now the same books, but local printing, so that they can be afforded by the public.
Now it will be sold. When we print locally, it will be sold.
What is the price of that?
Half price.
What was the price?
This Bhagavad Gita, for example, it's going to be sold to the masses for 15 rupees in about 3 weeks.
Yes.
We are printing the Indian edition with 48 colored plates. The government of India is giving us concessional paper for printing. We are very pleased with that. We are getting a lot of concessional paper, so we are expanding the printing.
What is the price of this edition?
This is, in America, it's $7.95.
And what the home member has said?
60
rupees. The Home Minister recently said that he wants this movement to be spread all over the world. One of the prominent people said they want this movement to be spread all over the world.
Now, sir, from your lips, how to attain this Krishna consciousness and to maintain it?
Once you come to Krishna consciousness, you will maintain. Mm-hmm. You want, I have to.
No, from your own, I mean, direct from your lips, how to.
No, the direction is there in the Bhagavad Gita that find out this one. Manmana bhavaman bhakta madhya jimaan namaskar. It's a very simple thing. Find out this word.
Acha sir, thank you.
Haan, prasad bhai.
Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhya jima namaskuru mame vashyati sad yukta viktimam atmanam mad trayayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, offer obeisance and worship me, being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
This is chapter?
It's chapter 9, verse 34.
So what is the difficulty? If you think of Krishna, manmana bhava mad bhakta. Is there any difficulty? There is no difficulty.
I think the problem is, it is my problem as well. You see, the spiritual consciousness does not stay at the same level. Sometimes you are well absorbed. At other times, you lose all the urger of the bhakti. That is not a constant factor.
Now you have to keep it constantly.
How to do it? That is the problem.
That is, we have seen, if you come to our center, live with us, you will see how we are doing it. You are welcome. You can live with us any time or any period of time, you will see how we are doing it.
Thank you for the invitation. I have been
coming
here quite often, but
we have still got centers. We have got big centers in Bombay, in Navadvip, in Vrindavan. We have got very comfortable rest house. So you can come and live with us and see practically.
If you have that mind, just for 5 minutes, we would like to read the selected extracts from some leading scholars about this movement. We are not reading the views of Western scholars. These books are being used in 5,000 universities, including Harvard, Oxford, Cambridge, Yale, but some of the leading Indian scholars, so you also get an understanding of the Indian appreciation of Prabhupada's activities. This, for example, is a letter from Mr. Ghosh, District and Summon Judge in West Bengal. I'm highly impressed at the sincerity and devotion of the disciples of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. A visit to the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, West Bengal, sublines the mind from all harsh thoughts and disturbing influences. Then,
stop now. Don't divert attention.
This is a letter from Sri Ambarish Sarkar, General Secretary of the Nadia District Congress Committee. I have had an opportunity to visit the Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir on the 12th August 1975. It is absolutely a religious institution. Jayapataka Swami has devoted all of his efforts and endeavors to organize and propound the sacred name of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm impressed by his charming manner and strength. Although it is a religious institution, this organization has performed many social services. Many poor and destitute families have had an opportunity to work, and at the same time, they have become worshippers of Lord Sri Chaitanya. To engage these workers, so many industrial centers have already been started, such as handloom, cloth, printing, etc. I wish this organization, with its help of the local people, all success. Now,
we are not only chanting, we are giving the work. Yeah. We are trying to become self-sufficient, the same idea of Gandhi's village organization. So they may not come out from the village, they be satisfied, village economics. That we are doing.
Actually, Prabhupada is doing the same in America now. Prabhupada,
yes, America, we have 11 centers like that.
Farms. This is a review from a local, from O.P. Bhardwaj, Principal of Government College for Men, Chandigarh.
Now, 1 minute. Perhaps you are any representative of Navabharat Times?
Yes.
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 Yes. So you published, I think 2 years before,
yes,
about our new Vrindavan.
Yes, yes.
And you stated that it is a wonderful land that, what is that?
Dudh dahi ki nadi bhari hai.
And
whole page article.
Yes. Adhyatmikata ki jamuna dudh dahi ki nadi bhari. It is your one. You have seen, your representative went there and saw it.
In October 74.
Yes. In big, whole page article with it.
Yeah. Even Dharmiya published a series of three articles in last year's Janamasmi. So this is a view from Mr. Bharadwaj, principal.
We are giving cow protection in the country where they are eaten by the people. They are staple for beef. And then accepting this movement, giving cow protection.
Which are those areas?
West Virginia, Philadelphia, New Orleans, and where?
Miami,
Canada, Vancouver, like.
Sir, if you don't mind, what is bad about eating people who are eating beef? What is bad about it?
Bad means you become bad. That's all. You can see these
if
things
are. You can eat goat's meat or other animals' meat.
Yes. And the thing is that cow is especially recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishi guraksha vanijam vaisakarma sabhav. That you must produce enough food grains by agriculture and give protection to the cows. That means if you have got enough food grains to eat and if you have got enough milk to get fatty substance, then your whole economic question is solved. Anna bhavanti bhutan. If you get sufficient food, there is no question of agitation. Everyone is satisfied, animal and man. So you must produce. That is recommendation in the Bhagavad Gita.
Sir, in the modern technological...
Modern? We are not talking of modern...
In this age?
Yeah, we are talking...
Cow has died as instrument of production because of this tractor mechanization of agriculture.
That is your interpretation. But we are trying to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is our mission. That you... produce food grains sufficiently and give protection to the cows so that food grains and milk will give you all benefits of economic cost. You'll be satisfied, that's all. Not only that, I practically seen that by God's arrangement there is so much land on this planet that you can produce 10 times foodstuff of the whole population. But they are not doing that. They are utilizing land, just like in Africa, I have seen. Enough land is there, but what they are doing, they are keeping some cows and bulls, and when they are grown up, they are not giving anything to eat. There is enough grass. And as soon as they are fatty, they are taken to the slaughterhouse, not for their own eating, but exporting. This business is going on. Similar business is going on in Australia, New Zealand. Unnecessarily, they are killing these cows, and the shortage of foodstuff, and shortage of milk. This is not good arrangement. The recommended process in the Bhagavad Gita that annad bhavanti bhutani, if you have sufficient food stuff, then everyone is sufficient. Everyone is satisfied. And it is the duty of the Vaishya class, krisi guraksha vanijyam, guraksha vanijyam, Vaishya karma sava. According to Bhagavad Gita, This is the business of the Vaishyas. The Brahmanas, they should be very much highly educated, enlightened spiritual knowledge. The Kshatriyas, they should govern, give protection. The Vaishyas, they should produce enough food. And those who are neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya, Shudras, they can help, that's all. This is their idea. Then everyone will be satisfied, the society will go on. Just like in your body, you look at brain, the head, you look at arms, you look at belly, you look at legs. Similarly, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is essential. If you have simply brain and no leg, then it is also useless. There must be brain and leg also. There must be Brahmana, there must be Shudra, there must be God, then the social arrangement is perfect.
Sir, would that mean that you support the ancient caste system?
It is not caste system. It is division of labor. It is not caste system. A class of man must be intelligent. A class of man must be strong to give protection. And a class of man must be to produce food. And a class of man, general work. It is not caste system. Bhagavad Gita never says caste system. Chaturmanam maya system, guna karma vibhags. According to quality and work. You have made it caste system. You have no qualification of a Brahmana, you are calling, I am Brahmana. That is caste system. But if you have got the quality of a Brahmana, and you work as a Brahmana, that is necessary. That is necessary. Guna karma vibhag.
Can we just take 2 minutes of your time to get a this for the review? It's a review from Sri Bharadwaj, Principal of Government College for Men, Chandigarh. He says, Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the great classics of India. This commentary is a significant contribution to the religious literature of this country. Many of the conflicting views on certain slokas have been beautifully resolved by his commentary. I congratulate the members of the society for bringing up this monumental work in such a lucid form. I shall be looking forward to the other publications. This is a review from Dr. Vajneya, Senior Professor and Head of Hindi Department's Dean, Faculty of Arts, Honorary Librarian, Allahabad University, Allahabad. Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has really done a great service to Indian philosophy, religion and culture by translating Srimad Bhagavatam into English with learned commentaries and has thus provided source material to the Western world. Other philosophical and religious works published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust also present a golden opportunity to the Western philosophers and scholars to drink deep at the celestial fountain of ancient Indian philosophy and spiritual wisdom. I'm just reading a few very quick ones. There's one from a leading professor in Chandigarh who you must be knowing. You know Dr. Jagdish Sharma, MA Diploma, Delhi. He's from Punjab University, author of 19 books including Encyclopedia India. So here's what Dr. Sharma says. India's contribution towards the revivalism of the Hindu civilization and culture by way of printing the Harvard Oriental series was tremendous. But the work done by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is unsurpassable. He says it's even greater. His Holiness has done a great service to the Indian culture by reinterpreting the concept enshrined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This edition of Srimad Bhagavatam will go a long way to help the scientists in rediscovering phenomena of the universe which is yet to be discovered. The printing and the getup of this book is excellent. The thoughts of the Srimad Bhagavatam radiate to anyone who sees it. This book helps to brighten the gloomy and dark clouds which are covered by the nuclear fear and apprehension of society.
What is that book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness? Some of my students, their PhDs in science, they have written this book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. And we are going to publish another book.
Life comes from life.
Sir, why don't you present us one set of
Some part of it is always done.
Because this is our means of income. Kindly give us some contribution if they help.
You know, I could only purchase one book I purchased 4 months ago. Now you are here, I think you should present us one set so that we may read this.
We have a library here where everyone can come and read. Besides, 15 libraries in Chandigarh have all our books. You can visit either of those 15 or the Hare
Krishna.
Thank you very much.
So, would any of you like to have any pictures?
Yeah.